all the safety of it. And so safety, and you go through the rules. And, you know, sooner or later we might have more rules with it, but we talk about registration and everything else. My $500 drone is registered, and it has a registration number on it. So what are the rules? We have to abide by those rules. And so safety, operation. So safety and operation, you basically go through all of that. You don't fly over people. You don't fly near airports. I live in an apartment building. I don't fly anywhere near that apartment building. I don't go to softball fields and place like that and fly over people. So we go through those first two. Those are the big important ones, safety and operation. And then applications. What are the applications of the drones? And then the final one is research. So the first two main things that we go over in our drone programs are S&O, safety and operation. We don't go through application and research at the very beginning. So I really do like that SOAR model.
And in that S&O is just the privacy concerns and the...
Correct. Because I think that's what a lot of people...
Even if you have the ability to, just teach them the proper etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, just as far as it's not right to observe... anyways.
But that does go into safety. And actually, there's an app, and I think it's called Know Before You Fly.
Mm-hmm.
But you go in there, and there's so many different hazard warnings on that. And the hazard warnings will tell you if you're near a school... not only just airports or forest fires. You know, forest fires are the big ones, too. You don't want to get in the way of emergency responders, but also schools and other places that you do not need to be flying over. You don't need to be around Branson Landing, especially, and flying over. And if you are going to a 5K, you don't need to be flying a drone over a 5K unless you're part of the people who are...
Put an
organizing
arm aware of it.
The 5K, that's for sure, because, you know, if a wind gust goes and takes it out and it lands on somebody and hurts them, you know, you're liable for that unless you're part of the organizers and you have that liability insurance. So we really do discuss that, all part of that SOAR model. But that's a very good point, and that is part of the training. So, thanks. And that's part of Will and I being part of this training coming through there, is we want to see how the person from Columbia trains. We want to see how these police officers, what they need to know in this first training. So we hope to continue this training on afterwards, because we feel like more people will want to have this training. You know, there might be insurance providers who want to see this training as well with all the floods that we have in this area. So... we'll see.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Would you like to take this time, in case the news picks up, they listen to our audio sometime, about the new increase in fees that Missouri University is having on, like, the soil testing and so forth as the first of the year, so people would have a chance to...
Sure. I don't know if we have decided if we're going to, how much we're going to increase our fees. We haven't... actually voted on that, but the soil test lab has decided to increase the fees on our soil test, and we do keep ours pretty low in this county, so I think there is going to be an increase, and I have heard that I think they'll probably increase it statewide pretty soon, so we're just going to wait and see what that's going to be as well.
Okay. The article I had got said Southwest region.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So I think we have to wait until our next council meeting to decide how much we're going to increase our soil test fees.
Yeah, right now it's been county by county. They haven't actually come out with a blanket fee or anything.
Okay.
And county by county will go and increase their fee. That's what we've been seeing.
Okay.
So I know some people in the Southwest area, they've been suggesting that we increase it to a certain amount. They said they want to stabilize it all statewide, but I haven't seen anybody saying that we must put it at this amount. I know Greene County has it almost at $30. Other people have been putting it at $20. We typically like to keep ours pretty low. So if we do increase ours, it will be just enough to keep it to where we just cover our costs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District in Council. I have a resolution here.
Our district planner has sent this out because it's needing updated. It still has our past Eastern Commissioner as the appointee. It was our Eastern and Western Commissioner. There's two members from each county on this council and one member from each city. There's a total of 32 members for the five county district.
Yeah, and this is the resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District and Council.
Correct.
Be it resolved by the Commission of the County of Taney, Missouri, to appoint our Brandon Williams, Western Commissioner, Sheila Wyatt, Eastern Commissioner, to represent Taney County on the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District and Council, to also to appoint Scott Starrett as an alternate to represent Taney County when the principal cannot. Is that something you're yes. agreeable to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Council meets once
you're
a year.
You're the president, aren't you? Or secretary?
Chairman.
Or chairman, yeah. Because I remember when we were talking about taking you off there, we got all kinds of letters saying no, leave you on. So.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we just need to approve the resolution?
Correct.
Move to approve the resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District in Council.
Second. We have a second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Taney County Treasurer's Records Disposal List to the County Clerk. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to have my records disposal list entered into record for transfer to the Taney County Clerk. The following items for the year 2014 will be transferred. Those items are bank statements, bank reconciliation, receipt books, accounts payable stubs, payroll stubs, deposit books, treasurer check stubs, and county warrants.
And that's for the year 2014.
14.
And those are to be done, what, upon the completion of an audit?
Yes, but I hold on to them.
For an extra time?
For an extra time.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Make a motion that we approve the disposal, that we enter into record the list from the county treasurer, those to be disposed of according to the statute 109-210 for the year 2014.
Isn't that transfer rather than disposal?
Transfer to the county clerk for the disposal.
Yeah, because we have to hold some of that stuff for 5 years.
Okay. The motion is to accept into record from the treasurer the list to transfer to the county clerk for the disposal list for one statute 109-210 for the year 2014.
Second. Excuse me, second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Treasurer order for ACH of the TASC Flex Plan for 2018.
Yes, this order just allows once payroll goes through and anybody has the flex plan, they automatically deduct that from my checking account. So that allows me to go ahead and do a manual check at that time rather than having to wait for another commission meeting to have those approvals made.
So do we need to order you to do that, or do we need to approve the order of?
Just approve the order of, I believe.
Move to approve the order for ACH of Task Flex Plan for 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Notice of contract renewal for septic system services number 17-142CM. I have a letter dated December 1st, 2017 from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed notice of contract renewal with S&S Pumping Incorporated and approved it to form. The proposal notice extends the existing agreement for the septic pump services for an additional 12 months, commencing December 19, 2017. The new term will expire December 18, 2018. At that time, the contract provides for 6 one-month renewals if needed.
You've been satisfied with?
Yes.
Because I remember there was some original, not concerns, but questions on the ability to keep up.
You know, honestly, they have done an excellent job keeping up with the customers. We did 212 so far this year. Next year, I think that those numbers could go up because our four-year cycle will begin again, and I'm already getting calls from citizens that have participated in 2014 that would like to get on the list for next year. The contractor, if this is approved, he does plan on ordering another truck, and that one truck will be dedicated solely to this program. But to date, he has not had any issue with keeping up at all. Been my job to keep getting approvals to keep him busy, you know.
To extend the agreement is for the year, but then it says that the contract provides for 6 one-month renewals if needed.
Yes, I would assume that if the way that's worded is if we'll have to go out for bid next year, and if we should not get any bidders or something like that should happen, or if there's some other fluctuation in trying to get another contractor on board, we do have the right to do this on a month by month until we get that addressed.
If the purchasing agent's on vacation or deer hunting or something, that's what that clause is for. We've never had to go that route.
That way we wouldn't have to stop service to the citizens until we get the whatever. If something like that should arise, we do have that time to get it worked out and resolved.
Between S&S. Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and S&S Pumping.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners. I'll call Tim, let him know.
Agreement for County Road Signs, number 17-145RB.
Make a motion to accept the agreement with Newman Signs and Taney County for the Taney County Roadside Agreement.